on FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earl.
Two schools in Kent have been evacuated this afternoon after receiving bomb threats. Nicola has more for KMFM.
Well, police say the suspicious calls were made to Dame Janet Primary Academy in Ramsgate and Bower Grove School in Fant Lane Maidstone between 10 and 10.15 this morning. Children at the site in Ramsgate have been sent home, whilst pupils at the school in Maidstone have been moved to a nearby primary. Searches have been carried out. It's not yet known if anything's been found. On Monday, you might remember several threats were made to around 30 schools across the UK, including Barming Primary School and Canterbury Academy.
KMFM News.
If you're heading from Kent to France for half term, you're being advised to make sure your car's full of petrol, as many garages there have run out. Strikes, protests and blockades have been taking place at fuel refineries, leading to many petrol stations near Calais running dry. James Hookham is from the Freight Transport Association. He has advice for truckers too.
Don't rely on French filling stations, because a lot of them have run out already, and where they are still have fuel, they're often rationing the amount. So for a truck that might be looking for 900 litres of fuel to fill their tank, they may be only allowed to take 200 litres.
The industrial action is being staged by workers unhappy with changes to employment laws in France. This woman says they're battling against attempts to reduce some workers' rights.
The government doesn't want 2 years. That's why people are on strike. People on strike lose money. So it's not just a game. It's not to be happy. It's not the fun to be here on the street, but it's to defend everyone in the country.
Drivers are facing delays following a crash involving a police car in the Medway Tunnel. Emergency crews were called to the smash, which involved an Astra, a Qashqai and the patrol vehicle, just before midday. As you heard in Travel with Laura, the Strewbound carriageway is closed. It's not yet known if anyone's been hurt. KMFM's been told more than 700 police officers will be on duty in Dover this weekend as rival groups prepare to demonstrate in the town for the fourth time. Right-wing campaigners are going to be marching from Dover Priory Station to the Eastern Docks, while left-wing supporters will gather at Marine Parade. Officers from neighbouring forces will be taking part in the operation. Deputy Chief Constable Paul Brandon says hundreds of campaigners are expected.
The sort of numbers that we believe are likely to be involved from the protest side is anywhere between 300 and 350 people at the moment, but that number, of course, could go up or down.
KMFM News.
A Chatham flat has been locked up by police following complaints about noise, damage and people drinking and taking drugs. Neighbours on Constitution Hill also reported people sleeping in communal hallways. Officers from Medway's Community Safety Unit have used antisocial behaviour powers to close the flat for 3 months. Footballer Ched Evans has pleaded not guilty to a charge of rape. He's accused of attacking a woman in Real in 2011. The ex-Wales and Sheffield United players made a brief appearance in court in Cardiff. Sky's Becky Williams is there.
In court today, he said very little. He just confirmed his name, his age, and we heard how this will now go to a full trial, so it will be down to a jury to decide whether he is guilty or not. Now, that trial will be held on the 4th of October.
Two men who stole transit vans from towns including Maidstone and Medway have been jailed for a total of 5 years. The pair took vehicles and tools worth more than £100,000 during a 10-month crime spree in 2014.
KMFM News.
800 years after Thomas Becket was killed in Canterbury Cathedral, a tiny piece of his bone will be returning there this weekend. The Archbishop was murdered in 1170 by followers of the King and was later made a saint. The fragment of arm bone has been in Hungary for the past 800 years. Dean of the Cathedral is Dr. Robert Willis.
It's just a wonderful ecumenical and cultural event when we are able to honour something which is so precious to the Hungarians.
And Clean Bandit are appearing on the final of Britain's Got Talent tomorrow night. They'll perform their new single Tears for the first time. The group will be joined by last year's X Factor winner Louisa Johnson.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Football and Manchester United have finally confirmed they've appointed Jose Mourinho as their new manager. The former Chelsea boss has agreed a 3-year contract at Old Trafford to succeed Louis van Gaal. Speaking to in-house television station MUTV, Mourinho says he's keen to focus on the club stature.
One perspective is the past 3 years, and another perspective is the club history. I think I prefer to forget the past 3 years. I prefer to focus on the giant club I have in my hands now.
That's the latest. Next update at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.